USA Radio News.
Ty Cobb, the lead White House lawyer handling the president's response to the Russia investigation, is set to leave his post at the end of May. That's according to White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said for several weeks, Ty Cobb has been discussing his retirement, and last week he let Chief of Staff Kelly know he would retire at the end of this month. And within the last hour, Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a huge announcement outside the Justice Department.
We are announcing today that we are adding 35 assistant United States attorneys to the border to prosecute illegal entries into our country.
Earlier today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. Secretary of State Pompeo has some huge expectations for the State Department.
As I've said, and I'll elaborate more, I want the State Department to get its swagger back. We need our men and women out at the front lines, executing American diplomacy with great vigor and energy.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
A private firm's monthly job report exceeds expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
In advance of the government's jobs report that comes out on Friday, ADP's report shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, 14,000 more than the experts had predicted would be seen in that report. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, but goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 in construction. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen known or suspected terrorists are trying to get into the United States on any given day. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. She joined Fox News to talk about some of the threats we're facing.
Our security is national security. What we do, the Department of Homeland Security, we see 15 terrorists either planning to travel or actually traveling to the United States each day, known as suspected terrorists. So that means they're coming through our legal land, port, and air.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. He delivered remarks earlier today at the State Department.
Mr. President, I always want to say thank you to you. You have entrusted me with a weighty and awesome responsibility to serve the American people, first as the Director of the CIA and now as the Secretary of State. This responsibility becomes more sobering when we consider the many threats to American security and prosperity and our liberty. Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats. We will employ tough diplomacy when necessary to put the interests of the American people first. I will work to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights, and defend their values. And I will make sure America is always a respected and principled leader on the world stage.
He also talks about something that was missing, in his opinion, from the State Department.
As I've said, and I'll elaborate more, I want the State Department to get its swagger back. We need our men and women out at the front lines, executing American diplomacy with great vigor and energy, and to represent the finest nation in the history of civilization. We should be proud of that, and I'm counting on you all to help communicate in every corner of the world.
And finally, NASCAR has suspended Spencer Gallagher indefinitely for violating the sanctioning body's substance abuse program. He won the race this Saturday at Talladega Speedway. Gallagher has agreed to participate in the Road to Recovery program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.